Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Start tonight for game three of round one of the playoffs, Bruins and Caps. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline to talk about that is the great Raymond Bork. Hey, Ray.
Hillman, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. Wiggy?
What up, Ray?
How's it going?
What's going on, man?
Ray, how big was getting that win the other night, evening things up for this Bruins team?
Very big. Whenever you could come home and win a game on the road, it's huge. So it makes this third game, so important in terms of taking control of the series. And they were in the first one; they could have stole two of them. But you want to come home with one is fantastic.
As a guy who had a change of scenery at one point, I wanted to ask you about Taylor Hall. And what has been the difference, in your opinion, for him here that makes him a different player than he was in Buffalo?
Well, first of all, the whole culture is totally different. I mean, Buffalo was really having a tough year. And when you're in that kind of environment and, their best player goes down, that was probably his centerman. And you get in this kind of environment where, the team's going to be contending for a playoff spot and being one of the contenders to have a deep run in the playoffs, and you get an opportunity to play with Krejci, it's a godsend. And this totally different attitude coming to the rink. Cannot wait to get there and to make a difference and to show people that you are the player that you are.
You know Bruins fans better than anybody. I wanted to ask you about Tuukka.
And, I'm one of them.
right. So I don't get why Tuukka gets a bad rap in this city with some. What is it about that, in your opinion?
Well, he's just got to be perfect. And if he's not, he's a guy that's always going to get this. And he followed Tim Thomas that won a cup. Hmm. The Bruins went to the finals in 2019 and have some deep runs and have come close, but they haven't won it. And he's kind of an easy target. He plays a different game than Tim Thomas did. Tuukka's more of a positional guy. Timmy was all over the place and made it very exciting to watch. You know, Tuukka just gets in front of the puck, and, you know, he's had an incredible career. And, I mean, you know, he's getting criticized for maybe a couple of goals so far in this series, but if you look at the first goal that was scored on him the other night, if you look at the replay, that puck went through six guys and touched the top guy off the foot or the leg, changing the direction of the puck. And when you're a goalie and when you have that much traffic in front of you, it's really tough to track the puck down. And a couple of those goals, you know, was that kind of situation. But then he made some great saves along the way, gave them a chance to win, and they pulled it off in overtime. So, you know, when your goalie gives you a chance to win every night, and Tuukka certainly does that, you know, you're a very, very lucky team.
Ray, what's the mindset of the players coming back, knowing that they were able to steal a game down in Washington and come back to Boston being 1-1 in this series, knowing that the next couple of games are going to be at the Garden? So what would that mindset be for players?
Well, it's a really good one, an exciting one. And, you know, the Bruins have been in this situation. I mean, their core players have gone through so many different series, and they know the ups and downs of a playoff series. And I'll tell you, when you lose a game, sometimes you just think it's the end of the world. And when you win one, you think, okay, we're going to run this off and just, you know, win three in a row and run away with the series. It's just an up and down from game to game. So it's really important to stay level-headed and just to stay in the moment. And that's a lot easier said than done. But when you have a core veteran group like they do, you know that what's being talked about there is that kind of situation. Guys, one game at a time, and, you know, we're in great shape, but it doesn't mean nothing if we don't take care of business in game three here.
Hey, Ray, Charlie McAvoy played 26 minutes or so in game two, obviously had a pretty good game. What do you see from him in his development? How far can he go? And in a way, do you think Chara leaving has enabled him to take on a little bit of a bigger role this year?
I think he was given a pretty good role last year with Big C here. It's unlimited in terms of how good this kid could be. I mean, he's got it all. He's got the size, the speed, the offensive skills. He's very solid defensively. He plays very physical. So he's an all-rounded player, and I think it's just a matter of time before you see Charlie being one of the Norris contenders year in, year out. So his progression is coming along. And, you know, it's a great time to be at your best during the playoffs where everybody's watching.
It looked like Clifton did a pretty good job on Ovechkin the other night. You were watching that game. You feel like that's the way they handle that going forward?
I don't know how the matchup. The good thing is the Bruins have last change, so I'm not sure which way they're going to go with that. He certainly did a great job with them. You know, he's a feisty player. He's very physical, and he's got great speed, and he'll surprise you offensively every once in a while. I don't know if they go with him or they put Miller against him. The good thing is the Bruins will be able to match up who they want to face over the all night long.
Ray, so you may have the most unique experience that we can try and figure out how Tom Brady's going to be welcomed back here. So
I knew you were going there.
that's why we call him Numbnuts.
Hey, yeah, I listen to the show.
Ray, did you buy a Numbnuts T-shirt yet with Curtis's with the artist rendition of Curtis on it?
Oh, not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Did you say you hate Dale?
go ahead, Curtis.
Sorry about that, Ray.
What is your question?
My question is, tonight you have Chara returning with the Caps, and next fall during week four you have Brady coming back. Did you ever worry that you would lose that deep connection you had made with Boston sports fans?
Good question, actually.
Initially, when I left, I wasn't sure, but when I came back after my first stint in Colorado that whole summer, every single person I would run into told me that they kind of followed me out there in Denver. And when you have guys like Hillman raising money and putting up signs wishing me luck in Denver, you know, you come back to, I couldn't believe people I was running into that was so happy in terms of me having another opportunity to get a good run, a deep run in the playoffs. And that first year, we went to the semifinals and lost to Dallas in seven games. And then I was going back the next year, and you know, that's the year that I came back to Boston, and we played against the Bruins, an afternoon game, and in the Garden, and the ovation was incredible. They welcomed me back with open arms, and you know, after winning the cup, I get back here, and the mayor wanted to have a day for me, and 10,000 people ends up showing up. I couldn't believe it, but I think it's just a mutual respect that we have for each other. And I know that when Tom comes back, he's going to be welcomed with open arms with everything that he's accomplished here. You know, winning six Super Bowls and the way he did it. You know, and I think people understand why he left. And I think that was the situation with me as well.
Ray, tonight the Bork Family Foundation is the beneficiary of the 50-50 raffle.
Yes, we, you know, this has been, we've been on live for the first three games, and it goes till the beginning of third period. So the Bork Family Foundation is going to benefit from this. The Bruins Foundation has been very, very great to our foundation. And if you visit bostonbruins.com/5050 to purchase your tickets, you have till the beginning of the third to not only help our foundation, but also cash in on a pretty good prize.
You going to be there tonight?
Not tonight. My okay. My grandson, my nine-year-old grandson, has a baseball game that I'm going to attend just before the Bruins game. But with the minimum amount of people allowed into the games right now, it's tough to get in there. So,
tell me about it.
Probably get in there later in the series.
Tell me about it. I've been there since the beginning with the organization, since the beginning with Cam, beginning with Donnie. And do you think I get a phone call?
Like, you think they treat you like Ray? You know?
Like a one-off, like one ticket,
yeah. Right?
You think Bob? You think Bob Sweeney calls me up and says, "Hey, I got an extra ticket. Would you like to go tonight?"
Or Dante?
Yeah, your name's got to be going up in those rafters soon, though, Hillman.
I hope so, Ray.
I think they give you the cold to the back door. Yeah.
Your lips to God's ears, Ray.
It's just going
to
be a plate of Davios that they raise to the banners.
Or right. Hey, maybe Tresca. Well, when are you coming back?
Yeah, Tresca is a fantastic restaurant in the North End. You gotta get the Ray Bork table, the 77 table. It's up on a balcony. You can wave at the people below. It's an unbelievable experience.
We hosted the Boston Pride girls hockey team last night, so it was pretty cool.
You gotta get we gotta get Wiggy over there to try the what's the Ray Bork special? It's like a veal parm.
Well, it's a veal chop parm. It's humongous, Wiggy. It's right up your alley. I have a hard time finishing it.
Yeah. So it's a full veal chop, but it's parm style, Wiggy.
Pounded. It covers the whole plate. So
yeah,
I've been there before.
All right, Ray. Give me your prediction on this. Bruins in what? Six, seven.
It's six or seven.
Okay.
This is going to be a long series. I think both teams are very evenly matched, and these two home games are going to dictate, I think, how far this goes. And you know, I just see these teams going back and forth.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, and good luck with the 50-50 raffle. I'm sure you guys will do great. So, thanks, Ray.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on. Take care, guys. Keep up the good work.
Okay, is Ray Bork, and we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.